This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
We continue to celebrate the 200th anniversary of Braille, a tactile system of raised dots which has empowered blind and partially sighted people to read and write since its creation 200 years ago by Louis Braille. Now today we are going to hear how you can get involved in our celebration in Braille 200 by trying out RNIB's Braille name generator. Now joining us to tell us a bit more about it is Holly Tuke, acting social media manager at RNIB. It is really nice speaking with you, Holly.
Lovely to speak to you. Thank you for having me.
So Braille name generator, it is back, but for someone who's unfamiliar, what is it?
So our Braille name generator is a little bit of fun we have on social media where we put out a post and we ask people to reply with their first name. And we then do all of the behind the scenes work and respond to them with a graphic of their name as a visual representation in Braille. And it, of course, has alt text as well.
Yeah, because I feel like that's important. Obviously, you're giving that visual representation of Braille, which is an image. And if you post it on socials without alt text, it's not really accessible, is it?
No, exactly. So we have to add alt text, and we do hope that when people repost it, they will add the alt text too, because it's all there for you. It's already, we've done all of that. So yeah, just, you know, copy it and have fun.
Yeah, copy and paste. So Holly, for someone who maybe doesn't do alt text a lot or maybe has never done it, what advice would you give us, someone who works in social media and knows how to add alt text across all the platforms?
I would say familiarize yourself with how to add alt text on each platform. Just take a little bit of time to find where the button is and find out where you need to go, because on some platforms like Instagram, for example, it's a little bit hidden because it's in the advanced settings. And remember that if you're not sure, it's okay to totally do your research. It's okay to reach out to the community and ask. And when we think about writing alt text, people can often get panicky or worried they aren't describing their image enough. So I'd always say to imagine you were describing it to a friend or a family member over the phone. What would you want them to know? And put that in written form. But luckily, when it comes to the Braille name generator, we've done the alt text for you. So hopefully, going forward, if people are new to alt text, they can use that as a nice little prompt.
And I believe if someone is struggling a little bit with accessibility and social media, you guys have a handy guide that we can access.
Yeah, we do indeed. We've got a guide about all aspects of social media accessibility because we know it's way more than alt text. It's videos, it's language, it's hashtags and emojis and so much more than that. So we've put together a handy guide and a checklist as well that you can use to find whether your content is accessible, to double check it before you post. You can just kind of tick each thing off the list. And to find that, you can just go to rnib.in/accessible social media, and the A, the S, and the M are capitalized.
And Holly, for anyone who is going to participate in getting their name in Braille, do you have any advice? Should we stick to maybe one name? Can we do our first name, surname? Any suggestions? Can we be a bit more fun with it? Can we get a Braille name generator for maybe our guide dog?
We would say stick to first names just because it makes it a lot more simpler. And yeah, guide dog requests are very welcome. If people do want to get involved, then they can find the generator on Blue Sky, Threads, and X, or Twitter, depending on which one you want to call it. And we'll be running it through the hours between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. on the 7th of January. We'd love to run it all day, but the generator gets tired, we get tired. We all need a snack break and a coffee break. So between the hours of 10 a.m. and 1 p.m., we'll be responding to requests, and the ones we don't get through during those hours that have come through, we'll be picking them up during the rest of the day. So just keep hanging tight. If you submit your request between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m., we will come back to you.
Yeah, because I believe last year you guys did this, you got a lot of requests. It was very popular.
Yeah, we got over 300, which was amazing. And yeah, we never expected that. But what we're doing this year is because it's the 200th anniversary of Braille, we really wanted to celebrate in a different way. So we're trying out Blue Sky, which is a relatively new channel. And we've obviously never done the generator on there before. So we're really looking forward to seeing how it goes on there.
Yeah, so if you are going to participate, make sure to follow RNIB on all the social media platforms. Of course, suggest your name, get it through, and yeah, we'll see what names we get through this year. Holly, any highlights from last year?
The sheer volume of requests that we received was incredible. We also shared some names to brands and accounts that we particularly find brilliant in terms of social media accessibility, who are really smashing it and doing an incredible job. And we got some nice replies, so that was a real highlight for sure.
Well, if you do participate, make sure to share it further. And I think we have a very handy hashtag for celebrating Braille 200, Holly.
We do indeed. It's #Braille200 with a capital B.
Now, that capital B is really important. That is part of the accessibility features as well, isn't it? Making sure you do that when you use hashtags.
Yeah, it's called camel case, and it basically means capitalizing the first letter of each word in hashtags, and that makes them accessible to screen reader users, but it also makes them easier to read visually as well, so it's a win for everyone.
Well, if you would like to get your name run through the Braille name generator, you have, as Holly said, 10 a.m. till 1 p.m. on Tuesday, 7th of January. And get your name in and then share it with the hashtag Braille200, capital B there. That's really important. But for now, Holly Took, Acting Social Media Manager at RNIB. Thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you.